Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
How dumb are people? I was hoping to get through today with just no rage in the show.
You're welcome. I've presented
very
to you
specifically
rage.
Stacked this program today.
You're so welcome.
To avoid the rage that I'm about to bestow upon all of you, I will remind you, this is 2023.
By the way, she's been in the WNBA for less than 48 hours.
Yep. This is not even about Caitlin Clark, but it is. It's about women. You know that she uses the heart sign. You've seen her do the little heart sign. Taylor Swift does it too. Like, I love you, little heart.
Yeah, you just make two C's with your hands and
she
makes downward.
That sign to her family after every game. This has just exploded on social media. She is in her first news conference with the Indiana Fever. We're going to play it, and then I'm going to read back exactly what it was that he said to her.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine.
Oh, my God.
So he holds up his hands in
Greg Doyle with the Indianapolis Stars, and the Indy Stars, who is going to be without a job before the end of the day, holds up a heart. She says, you like that? And he goes, I like that you're here. She says, yes, I do that to my family after every game. And he says, and I quote, start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine.
I can't get over the tone in his voice.
What does she say? Does it keep going?
I like that you're here.
What can, does it? Does she?
No, it cuts off after that.
Let's try to find the original clip.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine.
Why did he say it like, I like that you're here, you weirdo?
I don't have words. I really don't. She looks obviously uncomfortable as I am just hearing that, and it wasn't even directed to anyone anywhere near us or this state. I honestly don't even. Who is this person? And obviously, everyone is calling for him to be fired right now. It's his tone. It's the way he said it. It's what he said. Here's the other deal. As a credentialed member of the media, to go in and sit down and like be so flippant and creepy and flirty with her is ethically repugnant and should be fireable right now.
Oh my God, it was the second question of the press conference.
Okay, so people are laughing, tongue in cheek laughing, because they're saying, oh, of course it's there. This is all over Twitter. Of course it's Greg Doyle. Is he known for being creepy?
No idea.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. That you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine. So, question is, you didn't have to turn pro. I kind of thought you would no matter what, but how much did Indiana have the number one overall pick because of the things you've said and the driving distance to Iowa, just everything? I'm just wondering what role that might have played.
Yeah, it definitely played a huge role. And
so she kept going.
Played it off. She definitely looked uncomfortable.
She shouldn't have to play it off.
Yeah.
Let me Google this person. I'm curious. Yep, Indianapolis Star.
D-O-Y-E-L.
I literally don't even know what to say. I'm trying to figure out how... former sports writer for CBS Sports... who has been named the country's top sports columnist by the Associated Press sports editors four times. In 2023, was named one of the 250 most influential people in Indiana. Alma mater is University of Florida. I'm trying to figure out, I need an age, not that that matters. Before he came to the Indianapolis Star, he was a national columnist for CBS Sports. Was also a writer who's written two books about the Kentucky Wildcats, yada, 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 has done radio. I mean, okay. Wow. There you have it. He will be without a job by tomorrow. I'm just telling you right now, he will be fired by tomorrow.
You like that?
I like that you're here.
Weird. Okay.
Then we're going to finish with Aaron Rodgers before we get on to other things, because I do think he has lost his marbles.
How are we mentioning this?
Yes, we are. Yes,
why?
We are. I don't know how many marbles Aaron Rodgers started with. There are no more marbles left. He has lost them all. There has been some footage that has surfaced from a few weeks ago where the New York Jets quarterback suggests that HIV was unleashed into the world with the backing of the United States federal government.
By the way, Greg Doyle graduated high school in 1988, if that gives you an age.
So he's 4 years older than I am. If you do even a single smidge of research, and I know I'm not an epidemiologist, I can read, though, and I can look things up like a normal person. I do my own research. And then he goes on to say that Dr. Fauci, in conjunction with the United States government, unleashed the AIDS epidemic into the United States. Got it. Oh, my God. We're not making that a topic. Okay, Aaron. 913-586-7798. When we get back, one of these stories in the stack was actually, it didn't lead ABC World News Tonight with David Muir, but it was part of the newscast last night. After an 81-year-old man who was the target of some sort of swatting scam shoots the person he thinks is the swatter.
It's not swatting. It is a different kind of scam.
He is now charged.
They were both involved in this scam.
With murder.
But, yeah.
And I'm going to ask you, people are asking this question today, is he a victim? Or is he a murderer?
I think the answer in a weird, convoluted world is yes, both.
We'll tell you what he did. And my God, this poor woman who got caught up in it. Straight ahead on Dana and Park. Stick with us. All right, welcome on back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Friday. What is this, Wednesday? He's going to get back in town. It's going to be 30 degrees when he lands.
Yeah. Welcome back from the beach.
Welcome back to the third fall / winter.
Okay, the weather's not going to get that bad.
I know, but that's so cold over the weekend.
It is going to be a high of 56 on Saturday.
All right, so follow me here because this story gets a little convoluted. I've read it three times. I saw it on ABC World News Tonight last night. It's disgusting. It is gut-wrenching. There's very unsettling video and stills of an 81-year-old man pointing a gun at who we now know to be an Uber driver before shooting and killing her. He is charged with murder today, and authorities are saying both of them were targeted in some sort of bizarre scam. But neither one of them knew it.
Correct.
Neither one of them knew it.
Yep.
Which is why I called it swatting. When you're kind of calling someone to a house for a false reason, it's not traditional swatting, which involves the SWAT team. This is swatting two private individuals, okay, and they're trying to figure out now why. So he is 81-year-old William Brock, who shot and killed Lolitha Hall, 61 years old, multiple times. Lolitha was just an Uber driver showing up, as she was told to do, to pick up William Brock. That's how all of this started, okay?
To pick up a package, I believe.
A scammer had contacted him, the 81-year-old, a scammer, and demanded thousands of dollars and threatened to kill his nephew, okay? She, the Uber driver, according to officials, was also sent to Mr. Brock's house by a scammer. And you're right, Sam, instructed to pick up a package.
Through the Uber app.
So through the Uber app.
They made an official request through the Uber app to go pick up a package.
So the 81-year-old man has been harassed by this scammer saying, give me a bunch of money, I'm going to kill your nephew if you don't. She then, unbeknownst to her, gets this text that says, go to this man's address and pick up a package. She gets out thinking, okay, I'm here to pick up the package. He, the 81-year-old, comes out with a gun thinking she's responsible for the scam.
Thinking she is the scammer, yeah.
Ms. Hall, suffering from a medical condition and unarmed, made no threats or assault toward Mr. Brock. All she did was show up and ask about the package she was sent to retrieve.
In theory, that package was supposed to be a box full of the cash that he was supposed to be paying in ransom for the release of his nephew, even though I'm assuming the scammer did not have possession of his nephew.
And of course, she shows up just thinking, where's the, what, I'm just here to pick up a package.
No idea what's supposed to be in the package.
Mr. Brock then allegedly points a gun at her and demands she reveal who called him threatening his nephew. She says, what? She then tries to leave saying, no, 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 I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to call police. In the dash cam footage, Mr. Brock then screams at her, give me your cell phone. She then tries to go to her car, clearly thinking this guy's off his rocker. He calls 911 after shooting her multiple times.
I believe he took her cell phone and refused to let her leave. And then as she ran to the car, that's when he opened the
car. How many times? How many times have elderly, not always, but predominantly elderly people fallen for the give me $10,000 right now or I'm going to kill your nephew scam? Because the sheriff's department where this happened released this statement. We would like to take the opportunity to again remind residents, especially our older citizens, that no law enforcement agency or court will ever make contact with anyone in this manner to solicit cash for bail. He then added, the sheriff, that residents should use extreme caution when being contacted unexpectedly by subjects claiming to be relatives incarcerated in a correctional facility. Meaning the scam was, I need $10,000 or we're going to kill your nephew. He hasn't paid us for bail. And if you don't pay us, he's going to be in trouble.
Right.
They then use this Uber woman to come pick up the money. The elderly man shoots and kills her. This is so disgusting.
The phone number traced back to Canada, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure it did. All of these scams originate outside of the United States.
But that doesn't even mean the scammer was in Canada. They just spoofed a number.
My God. Uber says, by the way, in a statement that the account of the person who hired this woman has now been banned. This is from Uber. This is a horrific tragedy, and our hearts continue to be with this woman's loved ones as they grieve. We have been in contact with law enforcement and remain committed to supporting their investigation.
I love that Uber took the step to ban the account. However, it will do nothing.
I'm not saying this 81-year-old man doesn't go to prison. He shot and killed a completely innocent woman. But I will remind you, there is a case in Wichita where a SWAT team goes there thinking that there's a kidnap and murder victim inside. It was swatting. There was nobody inside that had done anything wrong. Some guy answers the door, waiting for a pizza, thinks it's the pizza guy. And one of the officers shoots and kills him. Now, in that case, you remember this, Sam. Everyone blamed the scammer, the swatter.
He also, I believe, put his hands up and said, no, I don't have anybody in here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's shot dead.
Yeah.
913-586-7798.
But he did shoot her three times.
I don't know what the answer is here. And clearly,
do we think
she
now,
was no threat?
He was 81 years old.
No,
and
you can't say that. Because the man that shot and nearly killed Ralph Jarl, I will argue all day long, should go to prison for the rest of his very short life.
But is there a chance that this gentleman may be in a state of cognitive decline?
No, no, and no. She was unarmed, presented no threat, and was an Uber driver showing up to pick up a package.
I'm not saying that's an excuse, but it could very well play a role here.
Sam, I don't know. I don't know what you do here.
From the text line, the scammer deserves death.
Okay, and then where is that person? How do we even find that person? Good luck. And this poor woman, my God. 913-586-7798. We'll take some of your calls on this straight ahead.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So you can find the case just about anywhere. He is 81-year-old William Brock, who was the victim of a scammer who tried to get him to hand over, what, $10,000 or something, with the whole ruse that we have your nephew, he's in trouble, I need bail. And we hear all the time that people, mostly elderly, not predominantly, but mostly elderly, fall for this scam all the time, especially with AI now. They can make the voices on the other end of that phone sound very real.
Oh, yeah.
Unbeknownst to 81-year-old Brock, the scammers also sent a completely innocent Uber driver named Lolitha Hall to his house to pick up a package. She shows up to pick up the package, doing as she's told. He comes out, thinks she's the scammer, shoots and kills her. He's charged with murder. Let's go to Jim in Ruskin Heights. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Dana. Thanks for taking my call. To me, this just seems like a classic case of vigilante justice, where someone who should have picked up the phone and called the police picked up a gun and took the law into his own hands.
Yep.
And somehow we have to get people to quit thinking their first resort is to go to a gun. It's insane.
Amen.
He is guilty of murder, and he should spend the rest of his life in jail.
I agree. And Jim, we have had responsible gun owners over the years will call into this program and say, when you pull that trigger, you had better be sure and you had better be prepared for the consequences of your actions.
And there is absolutely no claim to self-defense or stand your ground here.
Unarmed.
There was no
threat.
She
was walking away. And there is just a horrifying still photo of the moment before this happens.
And she looks distraught.
Terrified, yeah, as anyone would be. When he called 911, he said, "I just shot someone who was trying to rob me." Because, yes, the scam call came from someone pretending to be an officer from the local court, who then started making threats and then started demanding money. The other part of this conversation has to be, we have to get it through people's heads that local police are never going to call you and demand bail money. The IRS is never going to call you and demand tax money.
I do have a genuine question. When has it ever happened, or has it ever happened, that a phone call like this was made and the relative was actually killed?
I'm going to go with never. Okay. The intersection of never and it doesn't happen.
So when did we start to think that there were a whole lot of people out there that Liam Neeson needed to go hunt down?
Sam, amen. And the other reason he's going away for the rest of his very short life is that after he shot her, she tried to get away. She tried. And was trying to reason with him. "I don't know what you're talking about. I am an Uber driver." And he shot her several more times. There's just no way that this is justified in any way. It's just not. 913-586-7798. And to our last caller's point, why not just call police for real? Because the second you call police, they are going to say to you, "This is a scam, sir. Your local police department will never call you and ask for money. Ever." Let's go to Scott in Kansas City. Hi, Scott.
Hello, Dana. First of all, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I just had mine last month.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thanks. Like I said, the 50th, and everything too. So did they know that the shooter knew it was a scam, or?
No.
Because I understand if he thought it was real, that he'd, if he thought like that lady, had kidnapped his, relative, that he might be trying to get his, rescue his kid, or whatever.
There is no indication, Scott, that he knew either way. He, when she showed up, he said, because this is going to be on her dash cam from the Uber car, is where it looks like this is being recorded. He said, "You're trying to rob me."
It is, yeah.
And she said, "What? What are you? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. What are you talking about?" And instead of calling 911, he shot her.
Woo.
Right, moving on. We teased this earlier in the program. We have to get to it. This is out of Indiana. An Indiana animal shelter is asking for help after it recently recovered more than 30 cats from the home of a woman who died recently. Dearborn County says the number of cats has continued to grow because they were rescued. And since that happened, some of the cats were pregnant and have since given birth. The staff is swamped. What started out as 30 cats are now 38. And we still have more to go. Quoting here from the executive director of that shelter. Here's the catch. She said the shelter had visited the woman several times and tried to help her with the increasing number of cats, but she refused to get help. Quoting here from the executive director of the shelter, we tried to work with this lady. Obviously, she did not want us to take her cats. We went out with different organizations and tried. Nothing was ever done about it. The conditions of that home were so extreme that the woman at the time of her death was living in her car. In fact, they say it's one of the most extreme hoarding cases they have ever seen. If you see how she lived, it was horrible. Some of the animals are in horrible shape, as you can imagine, and they are trying to find homes for them. I don't know why a hoarding story ends up in our stack about six times a year. It's about every other month. And I'm not going to say we're fascinated by it. It's sad. It's sad for the animals when it's animal hoarding. It's sad for the person that refuses help, even though they never, ever accept help in these cases. And when they do, they go right back and rehoard.
But it is fascinating.
But it is. And if it wasn't, the ratings for that show Hoarders would not be what they are.
And by the way, that show is disgusting.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that I used to watch it. And I don't know if it's like, we talked about this yesterday with our steady diet in the United States of
true crime. Yeah.
Is it because it makes us feel better about ourselves that we think, you know what, at least, you know, I didn't do the laundry today, but at least my house doesn't look like that.
I think it's a fascination of how does their brain work that way? Because we can't fathom
not seeing
to that
the hoard.
Yeah.
Because you'll ask them, what do you see when you look at this room? And they say, I see cats. I love my cats. No one ever says this house is not fit for human habitation because of the ammonia, which is a biohazard, because you have 30 feral cats running around your house.
Or like, hey, Jerry, do you need 7,000 t-shirts? And Jerry's like, yeah, I'm going to sell them. And then he never
is. That show still on, by the way, the Hoarder Show? One of the things I've often wondered about that is, if the people are truly, if we're going to frame this as a mental illness, hoarding, and I do believe that there are shades of mental illness that go with that, are we not exploiting the people on that show who agree to agree
agree
to do the show? Because are they really in a right frame of mind to be able to enter into any legal contract to come in and film my house? I think that's, there's...
I mean, you are taking advantage of them, but they do have to sit down with the families, and typically it's the families convincing the hoarder to sign the contract. Now, granted, they are being convinced to do that, but it's because they need the help. The last Hoarders episode published March 18th of this year.
Yeah,
they're very still much still doing it.
And this just happened, by the way, in Missouri, closer to Springfield, where authorities rescued 55 dogs from a hoarding situation. And Missouri, I will remind you, is perennially the worst of the worst when it comes to this type of thing. And in that case, the property owner was actually arrested.
I mean, it is a sense of addiction. And the toughest thing when battling addiction is getting them. Oh, absolutely. Is getting them to understand that it is causing a problem in their lives.
At the point that you're living in your car and she died, she was found dead in her car.
I like my cats. My cats are fine.
358-6798. Quick break, and we'll wrap things up straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. So an update to a story that we talked about yesterday on Dana and Parks. This just led world news tonight. That is how awful and far-reaching that this case is going to go. about the two moms that went missing in the state of Kansas. Their bodies were found, I believe, on the Oklahoma-Texas border.
27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly were the victims.
It all stemmed from a custody dispute with the paternal father's mom. And if you missed the coverage yesterday, this is one of the most bizarre, heartbreaking stories, because these two women who were kidnapped and murdered leave behind six children. All they were doing, they had hopped into a car to go do the custody swap to meet the grandma to pick up the children. And a court at some point had ordered that one of the moms needed supervision over the kids. And that supervision was about to be lifted.
Correct.
And so instead of going alone in the car, she found a supervisor, which up until yesterday I thought had to be court appointed. That is not true.
The grandmother picked the supervisor.
Yep, picked a supervisor. The woman, mom, gets in a car with the supervisor. They go to meet the grandmother to get the children for the weekend.
And disappear.
And both women disappear and are found dead.
By the way, that court date that they were going to go back to court over the custody battle and that supervision was set to be lifted was scheduled for today.
Today. Okay, so here are a couple of updates. I just looked up and I go, oh my God, Sam. I go, World News Tonight, not only did they leave with it, they have a reporter in Texas fronting the story. Here's one of the recent updates. All four suspects in the Kansas moms murders were taken out of the front door of the courthouse. Video here. And they also have an interview with Veronica Butler's aunt, who had to hold her brother back from lunging at the suspects in court. Emotions are very raw. Here's another update. The bodies today, sadly, were positively identified by the county coroner. And that was right around the time that the arraignment happened. And apparently Oklahoma has the death penalty. The hashtag is Kansas Moms, and Nancy Grace has picked up that story as well. We know that there's an online fundraiser for both moms. Here's the other question, Sam. What happens to the children in that case? Mom is now dead, that was going to try to get custody of the children during that supervised swap. Dad is locked away somewhere in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma is now charged in the murder with three others that look like they're straight out of the movie Deliverance.
Grandma's boyfriend is one of the others that is charged.
And by the way, one of the men seen walking in cuffs, heavily guarded from the courthouse today, has a smile on his face. And this is from Cake News out of Wichita. Two online fundraisers have been started to try and help the families of murder victims Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. On March 30th, Kelly accompanied Butler to pick up Butler's children in Oklahoma and never arrived. On Sunday, those four idiots were arrested for first-degree murder in connection to the missing women who were just found, within the last week, I believe. What an unbelievable story.
By the way,
story.
They are so concerned about the safety of these suspects that they have outfitted them with bulletproof vests when moving them from court to court, with extreme security surrounding them as they leave the courthouse.
The image that I cannot get over is one of these idiots in the striped jail suit with his bulletproof vest. He's just grinning at everyone as he walks by, just absolutely smiling ear to ear. And this is from the office of the Oklahoma Chief Medical Examiner that said late today, we have positively identified the two deceased women from Texas County as 27-year-old Veronica Butler, who's the mom, and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly, who was the supervisor in that role.
Who was the pastor's wife back at their hometown.
Gone along because the court had ordered supervision. Thoughts and prayers are with their loved ones, along with everyone throughout their community.
Three of the suspects were denied public defenders because they have enough money to hire their own. A fourth suspect, Cora Twan, whatever.
I believe that's the grandmother.
No. Tiffany, or something Adams.
Is the grandma?
Is the grandma. Cora Twombly said that she could not afford an attorney.
Good
God. The court
was
appointing her one.
Good God. All right. We're going to bring this back tomorrow because this was in our stack and we were not able to get to it today. They have put a price on what the Kansas two-step has cost the state of Kansas after multiple lawsuits wound through the court system, and the courts found the two-step to be unconstitutional. This is out of KSN, again, out of Wichita, but this affects everyone in Kansas. A judge has ordered the state of Kansas to pay more than $2 million for the Kansas two-step maneuver. It was back in 2023 that a federal judge ordered the Kansas Highway Patrol to stop using the procedure. For those of you who are unfamiliar, it involves a trooper completing a traffic stop, saying, "Great, thanks. Have a good day. Be safe out there."
Taking a few steps back towards
taking
the trooper
two
car.
Two steps back to the car and then turning right back around and going, "One more question."
You know what? I had a few more questions. Do you have a moment? And the answer is always no, by the way.
Which the Kansas Highway Patrol said restarted the clock. This is why they do this. To get more time either with you to question you or get more time to get a drug dog there to see if you have drugs in the car.
The argument was at that point it was a voluntary conversation. It is no longer a stop.
The courts disagreed. Have you ever had a voluntary conversation when a police officer comes up to your car? The two-step was ruled unconstitutional because it violated the Fourth Amendment's freedom from unreasonable search and seizure. District court documents show several people who sued had asked for more than $3 million to cover the trial costs. This is what the actual costs came down to. For attorney's fees during one bench trial, $634,000. For attorney's fees for a jury trial in the case, $2 million. For non-taxable costs in a bench trial, $231,000. And for non-taxable costs jury trial, $131,000. The court ordered the state of Kansas to pay $2.3 million for the maneuver that everyone long held was unconstitutional. And the Highway Patrol kept enacting the policy anyway.
I believe the Highway Patrol has fought against that ruling.
Think they're still fighting, Sam.
Take your losses. Count them.
We'll bring them back up tomorrow. Thank you for your continued support of the Dana and Parks program. We will be back tomorrow. Scott will be back on Friday. Be safe, everybody. Be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.